With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the GOP-led House passes a bill Wednesday to keep key federal agencies funded through the remainder of fiscal year 2024, despite opposition from Republican hardliners.
More Democrats voted for the $460 billion package of spending bills than Republicans. The measure passed by a vote of 339-85. The issue of how to fund the government has fragmented the House GOP's razor-thin majority for much of this congressional term. Republican hardliners have been pushing for significant spending cuts and conservative policy riders that the Democrats who control the White House and the Senate have called non-starters. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Fed Chairman Jerome Powell talked inflation during an appearance today on Capitol Hill. Correspondent Jennifer King has more on the story.
The chairman of the Federal Reserve told lawmakers the Fed is likely to cut its key interest rate this year, but offered no hints on when that might happen.
The committee does not expect that it will be appropriate to reduce the target range until it has gained greater confidence that inflation is moving sustainably toward 2%.
Jerome Powell spoke before the House Financial Services Committee on the first of 2 days of semi-annual testimony to Congress. Republican Congressman Patrick McHenry is the committee chairman.
People are still paying more for the basics of life.
McHenry said he considers Powell to be a steady hand and urged him to resist political pressure. Jennifer King, Washington.
Alabama lawmakers are moving closer to passing legislation to protect in vitro fertilization providers. The House of Representatives voted 81-12 for the bill Wednesday. It now returns to the Alabama Senate. The measure would protect providers from lawsuits and criminal prosecution for the damage or death of an embryo during IVF services. On Wall Street, the Dow by 75 points. This is SRN News. Liberty University has agreed to pay an unprecedented $14 million fine.
The Department of Education fined the Christian school $14 million for failure to disclose information about crimes on its campus and for its treatment of sexual assault survivors. It's by far the largest fine ever levied under a federal law that requires colleges and universities that receive federal funding to collect data on campus crime and notify students of threats. In a statement, Liberty University said it is fully committed to maintaining the safety and security of students and staff. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
A new Holocaust museum opens this week in the Netherlands that tells the story of Dutch victims. Three-quarters of the pre-war Dutch Jews were among the 6 million Jews murdered by the Nazis. That's the largest proportion of any country in Europe. The museum opens just a few months after the deadly incursions by Hamas in southern Israel. This is SRN News. Wall Street recovered some of its losses from Monday.
Stocks recovered some of their losses from the day before, which was Wall Street's worst in 3 weeks. The S&P 500 rose 0.5% Wednesday. The Dow added 75 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 0.6%. New York Community Bank Corp. rose more than 7%. The troubled bank announced a $1 billion cash infusion, a new CEO, and four new directors, including former Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin. Foot Locker plunged more than 29%. The athletic shoe seller pushed back the timeline for hitting some of its financial goals by 2 years. Seth Sutel, New York.
SpaceX is set to acquire public land from Texas after the Texas Parks and Wildlife Commission approved a land swapping deal that would cede 43 acres to entrepreneur Elon Musk's company in exchange for 477 acres yet to be bought. More details at srnnews.com.